Welcome to The Healthy Leadership Mentor, a podcast hosted by Andrew Gray. Andrew has over 25 years' experience as a business owner, not-for-profit leader, keynote speaker, mentor, and consultant. On the show, Andrew talks everything related to leadership, high-performance psychology, and inner-life health for leaders in the world of business, sport, not-for-profit, politics, and media. With a tertiary background in sports psychology and a multi-decade career developing healthy, high-performance leaders, Andrew is ready to empower your path towards a healthy and fruitful life. Let's go to today's episode.
Hey guys, welcome back to the channel. I'm so glad you joined me again today. We have got another amazing, empowering, transformative subject we want to talk about. I want to talk especially to men, young men, middle-aged men, older men. And even if you're not a man watching this video, you might be married to a man, you might have sons or brothers, friends, whoever you are, it applies to all of us. I want to talk to men about things that men need to hear. I've got this passion in my heart that men are not hearing some very important messages that they need to hear, and they're hearing an overwhelming amount of other messages that are not helpful, that are pulling them down, destroying them, taking away their confidence. And we want to do something in the conversation to arrest that and turn that around. And so the first thought, the first phrase, the first thing that I want to say to men watching this video today is masculinity is not toxic. Masculinity is not toxic. Let's break this down for a few moments because, no doubt, unless you've been hiding under a rock for the last 10 years, we have had this other phrase of toxic masculinity bandied around and used so often. And it's creating a deliberate smear and tarnish on men everywhere. And it's almost as if people are being judged according to that banner without any kind of rational assessment at all. So I want to say something and advocate for men on behalf of men and make the very strong statement that masculinity is not toxic. Let's break this down. First of all, we've got to get away from this becoming an automatic correlation. When people use this other lazy phrase, they just like to join masculinity, which is a trait, with the word toxic. And then it creates this overarching overall statement that if you fall under the banner of masculine or masculinity, then there must be some kind of chance that you belong to a group and everybody can be labeled with the same phrase of toxic. I want to oppose that in these statements today because men need to hear the truth and they need to know that some of the narrative that they're being told is false and it's not actually helpful to any of us. And so we've got to look at the truth that people are individuals first. So much of what goes on in our world today is trying to arrange people by tribe and by grouping and to put every single person into some kind of collective identity, groupthink. Some kind of overarching label that can put everybody into the same basket. We have to fight against that and push back. People are individuals first. And so men cannot be assessed according to a collective or a tribal heading. They have to be assessed in the same way that every woman, child, young person, every human on the planet should be assessed by merit, by character, by individual behaviors and choices. And we need to get away from this statement that masculinity is toxic. Masculinity is not toxic. In fact, masculinity is not even a collective in itself. Masculinity is a trait. It's not a person. It's not a being. It's not a personality. It's a trait. Masculinity is a trait of men, and when used well and harnessed well, it serves society well. And so we need to understand that what's going on and what has gone on for some time now is the perversion or redefinition of language, taking words that used to have a certain meaning that was not only perfectly acceptable but actually helpful, and then redefining that language according to a premeditated agenda. That's what has happened with the word masculinity. People have taken this word, they've perverted its definition and its meaning. They've smeared it with all kinds of other characteristics and therefore gives the ability to throw the whole thing out the window, as it were. But actually, masculinity in true definition is necessary and great. I don't want to go just into the neutral zone on this subject. I want to swing the pendulum completely the other way and get away from this nonsense of toxic masculinity as if it were a collective statement that could be applied to a mass of individuals absent from individual assessment. We must push back against that. Masculinity, in true definition, is necessary and great. Now, I will admit and I will agree with so many viewers and listeners that, of course, an individual man can be destructive. Of course, an individual man can be damaging and hurtful and create problems. But the way that he does it, in essence, is the same way that any other individual is destructive and causes problems to other people. And it's not because of masculinity. It's because the individual who causes destruction and damage, they as an individual person have an issue of individual brokenness. And this is not connected to their gender or trait. We must get away from putting all men into the basket of potential toxic masculinity. This is not helping us. It's not building men. It's not helping good men. And it's not even doing anything to arrest the negative consequences of broken men who are causing damage. Masculinity is not automatically correlated to toxicity. Individual choices, individual beliefs and behaviors can be toxic and destructive. You see, when we come up with these catchphrases, these labels like toxic masculinity, typically they are not very detailed, they don't have a lot of clarity, and they are like a shotgun. They can hit a lot of people, whether those people deserve to be targeted or not. And that's kind of the agenda behind this sort of label-creating mechanism. We have to get back to the intelligence of assessment of individual choices, individual behaviors, and stop putting people into groupthink and tribes and collectivism and then shooting bullets at the entire tribe, the entire collective. It's not helping anybody. And so we need to understand that this word, masculinity, like many other words, has been perverted and redefined in order to shoot a shotgun at a wide range of men instead of actually dealing with the true root causes of why any individual man can become problematic to those in his life. We've got to get away from this collective groupthink, because the truth of the matter is the sub-traits of true masculinity, the sub-traits under that heading of that word masculinity, if we're working with the true definition, the other words in truth that belong to that word are words like provision, protection, problem solving, selflessness, and empowerment of others. I'm going to say that again. It's so, so important that we build a new correlation for the sake of men, young, middle-aged, and old, for the sake of good men who are actually trying their hardest and giving life a red-hot crack trying to be good men. We must work hard together to redefine, back to the original definition, masculinity. And its sub-traits are provision, protection, problem-solving, selflessness, and empowerment of others. We have to challenge people using this lazy, lazy phrase of toxic masculinity, which seeks to put all men into the potential basket of being toxic to others. Get away from that unhelpful collective groupthink and assess people on the basis of individuality, individual choices, individual beliefs, and get back to the true definition of what masculinity really is about, because that at its heart, in its true definition, that's what men really are about. And the large majority of men are about those five traits that I just referenced. And men need to hear it. Men need to hear that the whole world is not against them. Men need to hear that there are other men and women who are actually pro them becoming the best version of a masculine man that they can possibly be. And this is a crucial thing for us to re-engage with and get back in touch with. Another thought that I want to present to you that is a phrase or a statement or a truth that men need to hear, young men, middle-aged men, older men, This is a statement and a quote and a phrase that's so important for you. If you're a man watching this, listening to this, then I want to speak right to your heart, right into the deepest part of your thinking, and say this to you. You have what it takes. So many men in our world are growing up without hearing those words, without being given that message, without being encouraged to make choices and follow the path that will have them believing that they've got what it takes on the inside of them to be the kind of man that they like to be. I want to say this to men everywhere. You are here for a reason. You are on this planet for a reason. We need to help men realize that the reason that they escaped abortion, the reason they weren't killed in the car accident, the reason why that sickness didn't get them, the reason why there's still breath in their lungs today is because they are on the planet for a reason. And we need to help one another find what those reasons are and start living for those reasons. That's why you're here. Folks, there's a reason why right around the whole world, one of the most in danger and threatened demographics in our society when it comes to severe mental health problems and suicide are middle-aged men. I talk to middle-aged men all the time who are suffering from the same sickness. And the sickness is not so much a sickness in the body as much as it's a sickness in the thinking and the emotional life and in the heart. Men grow up with aspirational dreams. They hope to do great things. They want to go on adventures. They want to conquer things. They want to achieve things. It's in their wiring, and we shouldn't be fighting it. It gives men purpose and hope and reason to live. But sadly, so many of our men get out of school, into the workforce, into their working life, and often they end up in a place and a position they don't love. And then they just end up going through the motions, paying bills, trying their best to be a man of integrity and character, but they know on the inside the real dreams of their youth and their boyhood have long since died. And when hope begins to fade and hopelessness begins to take its place, our men are in danger. This is why brothers, fathers, sons, and friends are killing themselves because they are reaching a place where they are running out of hope. They don't believe that there's a reason to go on tomorrow. They don't believe that their efforts and what they are working towards are seen or cared about. We've got to do more about this reality that men need to be told you have what it takes to achieve the things that you're aiming for. Men need to be told you were created to fulfill a destiny. It's not an accident that you're here. You're here with a purpose. You're here with a reason. And men need to be told that they have a destiny that's calling their name forward and they have what it takes on the inside to reach that destination. You see, the truth is every single man born on the planet, their DNA is hardwired for the traits that I already mentioned previously. Men have been hardwired. They've been created for provision and protection and selflessness and sacrifice and the empowerment of others. And of course, when we see men go off that path and head in pursuit of other things, other false narratives, then certainly we see the worst of what men are capable of. But that doesn't mean that all men desire to do their worst. In fact, in my nearly 30 years experience working with men of all ages, I can tell you for a fact that most men, the large majority of men, want to be good men. They're trying to do the right thing. They're giving it their best every single day. And I, for one, am a huge believer that it's high time we had more voices in our communities, in our media, in our places of power that are advocating for the truth that many of our men are good men who are trying to do the best, and we've got to stand against this lazy, shameless, unapologetic smearing of all men as if they were the source of all problems in the world, exempt from individual assessment. I want to move to another statement, another phrase, another thing that all of our men need to hear. If you're a man, young, middle-aged or old, and you're watching this, perhaps you're thinking of a family member or a friend who you wish was watching this right now, then you should share this with them. You should pass it on. You should make sure that they get the chance to hear vital words that we're talking about today. And another one of those statements that men need to hear is to say, What you do matters. What you do matters. This is so, so crucial that guys everywhere get to hear those words. Many men go through their whole life without anybody telling them that their contribution matters, when the truth is, without their contribution, our communities would be worse off. Now, I'm not advocating here men versus women. I'm not advocating middle-aged men versus young men. I'm not setting up any kind of juxtaposition or dichotomy where it's one group versus the other group. I've already talked about the fact that we want to get away from collectivism and tribalism where we just put people into group identities. I'm talking here about individual men. Individual men who will be watching and listening to this right now, whose heart is resonating with the words I'm saying because they know it's been lacking in our society for so long. Men need to hear these words, and I am saying explicitly, what you do matters. What you do, what you contribute matters to our world. And I want you to hear the words and to know you are seen. What you do is seen. What you do matters. And people need to resonate with you to help you understand you're not the only one who feels as though the battles of your life are relentless at times. There are other men who know what you're going through and what you're dealing with and what you contribute, what you're trying to do for your family, what you're trying to do for your friends, in your business, in your workplace, for your children, for your extended family. The things that you're trying to do, the man you're trying to become, it matters so much, and we need you to keep on going. You see, it matters that you get through what you're facing. I'm going to talk more about this subject of how important it is for you to get through your challenges because of what's on the other side. But I want to make that statement. It matters to all of us that you do get through what you're facing, that you don't give up halfway through, that you don't let the challenges beat you, that you keep on climbing that mountain. We need men to scale the mountains and the battles that they're facing because there are rewards for all of us when men win and they win well. And I want to encourage you, don't give up on trying to be a good man. I know that there's so much contest out there in today's world against men, and people are laying at the feet of men the blame for so many of society's ills. And occasionally there is truth to that story when it's contextualized towards individuals. When we start group thinking and tribalizing and putting people into collectives, we are not doing anybody any favors, not those who are accused, nor those who are doing the alleging. We've got to get away from that thing. And I want to urge you, maybe you're watching this today and you are watching it in a time in your life, in a season in your life where you're really struggling. I want you to try to hear these words and receive these words because I'm thinking about those men, young, middle-aged or old, who are struggling with the battles of life, the relentless nature of your challenges, and you're contemplating giving up. Whether that means just tapping out emotionally, whether that means hitting the bottle hard, whether that means the worst of the worst, contemplating ending your life. If that's you, I'm urging you, even though we've got a camera lens in between us and you might not know me and I might not know you, I'm trying to reach towards you with my words and my heart and my thoughts to say, please, for all of our sakes, whatever you do, don't give up on trying to be a good man. It matters, and you're going to get through what you're facing.
You have been listening to The Healthy Leadership Mentor with Andrew Gray. This episode was proudly sponsored by APG Elite, home of world-class mentoring, management and consulting. Find out how APG Elite can help transform your organization by visiting apgelite.com.au. Or if you would like to subscribe to Andrew's weekly newsletter, you can do that by visiting andrew-gray.ck.page. For all other links, including Instagram and TikTok, see the show notes. Until next episode, thanks for tuning in.